there's still many suffering people out there. People who are suffering. People who are having a hard time putting their lives back together. Those who live in the valleys. I mean, this thing was, we've gone through the details as to the area that this took place, but those of us who live in the unaffected areas, after traffic started to flow and everything else, we figure it's over. But in that area, these people at Bragsa have been at it every single day since Christmas Day. And I want to acknowledge their contribution, congratulate them on the hard work. And even doing this, they still had to carry out the daily functions and routine of Bragsa, maintaining school buildings, patching the potholes. But they had to do all that along with doing the cleanup exercise. Anything that could have crawled and moved, we tried to employ them. And in fact, today, almost 3 months later, we still have heavy equipment rented from private owners, as well as Bragsa's equipment. Bragsa's equipment is not a lot, but a lot of the equipment that we have now are privately owned, and they have been in the rivers. In fact, if you drive the Leeward Highway now, it is so clean and pretty, you wouldn't think that there's a disaster on the road. There was this disaster on the road. But if you go into the river valleys, you will see the crawling monsters inside there doing their repair work.